Strength for today, June 22. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. By trial the Lord proves the strength of his children. Is the heart strong to bear? Is the conscience void of offense? Does the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God? This the Lord ascertains by trying us. In the furnace of affliction he purifies us from all dross. He sends us trials, not to cause needless pain, but to lead us to look to him, to strengthen our endurance, to teach us that if we do not rebel, but put our trust in him, we shall see of his salvation. Christ's love for his children is as strong as it is tender. It is a love stronger than death, for he died for us. It is a love more true than that of a mother for her children. The mother's love may change, but Christ's love is changeless. I am persuaded, Paul says, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In every trial we have strong consolation. Is not our Savior touched with the feeling of our infirmities? Has he not been tempted in all points like as we are? And has he not invited us to take every trial and perplexity to him? Then let us not make ourselves miserable over tomorrow's burdens. Bravely and cheerfully carry the burdens of today. Today's trust and faith we must have. But we are not asked to live more than a day at a time. He who gives strength for today will give strength for tomorrow. Nothing wounds the soul like the sharp doubts of unbelief. When trial comes, as it will, do not worry or complain. Silence in the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. Then are they glad because they be quiet. Remember that underneath you are the everlasting arms. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. He is guiding you into a harbor of gracious experience.